There are stories stretching from Kupriana to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Uyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. It's history. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. Dexter Lawrence pokes around an antique machine that has just arrived from a cannery in Bristol Bay. He'll use it for parts to keep the canning line running at the Larsen Bay cannery. Dexter looks as friendly as he actually is. He also happens to be the foreman of the Larsen Bay cannery, a job he's held since 1980.
So Alaska Packers sold to the Native Corporation, who sold to the fishermen, who sold to Alan Beardsley, Kodiak Salmon Packers, who sold to Icicle Seafoods.
All these owners into it, Dexter still makes sure that the cannery processes salmon. He knows the place inside out. Who better to lead a tour of the canning line than Dexter?
The fish are fed here, and then this, let me turn this for you and you can visualize.
A butchered fish passes through the filling machine, by which a once whole salmon is cut into standardized pieces, put in a can, passed under a funnel in which a tablet of salt is dropped, and whizzed forward on a roller coaster ride of sorts. The cans are weighed with a new digital scale, passed by a printer that marks identifying information on the lid, and cooked in huge retorts. Old and new come together in the cannery. Before 1995, massive belts and line shafting are what powered most of the machines.
We'll go upstairs, I'll show you.
Wow, this is incredible.
Yeah, this is museum quality here.
It is.
Sunlight filters through the rafters, shining on an expansive series of belt-driven wheels and shafts.
I used to come up here and feed the belts, belt dressing, just scare the bejesus out of me because these things are just flying 100 miles an hour.
Is this building original to
the construction? And these beams are almost 60 feet across, one beam. But it's built like a covered bridge back east, the way it's designed. But most of all this timber came off the coast of California, north of San Francisco, I would imagine, because it all came up on the sailing ships, all of it. And it was hand-built by the Chinese and by the fishermen and by whoever they brought with them.
In the next room over, Dexter points out boxes and boxes of flat cans and the machine called the reformer that made them cylindrical.
That we used these until the early 90s. And again, this was ran with line shafting up above. There was a machinist down in Ketchikan, and he filed the fingers that feed these, and they put a tiny little V right here on this part of the can, and it was the leaker that killed a couple in Belgium, and that's why they got away from all these, and they went to those other tapered cans, because it just became too volatile for the whole industry.
Dexter and I went back downstairs and walked across the dock to a newer building.
This is fresh frozen here. They fish, get the heads cut off, and then they clean them there. And then we got a little blast tunnel that we freeze them in.
Right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine the millions of pounds of salmon that have passed over these docks into the mouths of consumers around the world. It makes you appreciate the old and the new technology that makes it happen, and Dexter, and the foreman and machinists who came before that have kept those machines a-whirling.